Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
How can you be a role model for other people? You know, you obviously care about influencing those around you in a positive way, that you want to leave an important mark in the world. You want to make your own dent. You want to leave a legacy. You want to contribute something significant. You want your family and your friends and society to look up to you and celebrate you, but also learn something from you. So how do you be a role model? Everyone always says you should be a role model. How do you do it? I got a couple ideas. First and foremost, be there for people. You know, a lot of the world is sort of half-hearted in what they're doing. You know, you've got the half-interested parent, you got the half-hearted lover, you got the half-engaged teacher or professor, and people are lacking full presence and awareness with the people they are around. And because they're in a distracted mode or they're dissipated in their energy, that they're not really there. You know what I mean? It's like you some people have a father, but the father is really not there emotionally, spiritually, as an example. They're not available to other people. You gotta be there if you're going to be a role model. You know, it's so easy just to go through the motions, but not actually engage with people, not actually create that emotional connection, to be distracted. And today it's almost a joke. You go out to dinner with people and they got their phones out and they're texting the entire time. They're not creating any authentic communication because they're on their phone. They're distracted. And if they're not on the phone, they're looking at the phone. You know, they're suspecting that that phone's gonna buzz. And they're like, ah, you know? And so they're not actually in the moment with others. A great role model. Think about somebody who had great influence in your life. You know, maybe you had a grandparent or a caregiver or the guy or gal down the block who inspired you or that teacher. I bet they were really good at getting present and just being with you, you know? That they, even if they were really busy people, when they connected with you, they were right there. They were there. And it's that old thing Jesse Jackson said is people don't want our presence, they want our presence. They don't want our gifts, our stuff, they want us. So if you want to be a role model, you got to learn to get to be there. You got to develop your own level of mindfulness and awareness to the moment in such a way that you can actually be engaged with people again, right? Get there. And also be there consistently, right? Be there consistently. That the person who has the greatest influence in your life, they're there. They're consistent. You know, I have a lot of people in my industry. And we call this the expert industry or the thought leadership industry. You know, the bloggers, the YouTubers, the content creators. There's a lot of people come in and say, but you know, I want to make a difference like you did. I want your views. I want your followership. I want your fans. And I say, great, go create content. And they'll create one video and then they'll bail. And then they're upset that they're not being perceived better or they're not making their difference. And it's because they're lacking consistency. You know, I didn't rack up, you know, 50 million plus views and over 3 million fans on Facebook while the time we're shooting this because I did it once in a while. I did it every week. You know, if you want to make a mark in the world, you got to be consistent. You got to stay on top of things. You got to be there for people. You got to be there for your family, your friends, those that you care for, those that you lead, those that you serve. And if you're online and you're trying to make a difference, you got to be there consistently, not once in a while when the muse strikes, as a job, consistently, as a mission, be there. That's the first part of being a role model. The second part is to project positive energy to the world. There's a lot of haters, there's a lot of dissent, there's a lot of upset people. Your job, if you really truly want to be a role model, is to learn to tease out the positive things that are happening. It doesn't mean there's not negative, and it's not being, you know, someone who can't see the difficulties of life. But it's being that person who, even in the difficulties, you can tease out the lesson or the positive thing that is there and amplify that and show that to the world. You know, a lot of people speak ill of their careers or their industries or their companies, and they just bemoan things and they talk negatively all the time. Well, the people who are speaking negatively all the time, you know what they are? They're bitter. They're not the role models. They're less interesting as humans than those who are noticing what's going on and turning it into a positive direction, even if it is bad. Look, it's not to say that they never acknowledge or discuss or be aware of the negativity. It's okay to call a wrong, but what they're gonna do from the wrong is say, this is wrong, but I could see there's positive intent here, or I could see this one thing good that did happen. Let's talk about those, and now let's talk about what that new positive direction is gonna be. And also think of yourself as exuding positive energy to other people. You know, when I walk by people on the street, I often say in my mind as I pass them, I say, I wish you joy, abundance, love, and health. And I just say it in my mind, and maybe they don't know what I really say, you know, maybe, but they can feel it. Like there's a positive intention coming from me towards them, and I want you to do that. You know, if you really want to be a role model, the people need to see that you have positive intentions for them and that you're sharing positive information, positive content, positive vibes with the world. Next piece, I would say, the third idea that just comes to my mind, thinking about role model that I think is so vitally important, is that you help other people discover their truths. That means you ask questions of others, you engage them, and you really do ask them questions that get them thinking. You're sort of Socratic in your approach to asking questions. You're trying to elicit them discovering something deeper about their own lives. You're asking them, what is it you really want? You're asking them what's truly important to you. You're asking them what is it you want to focus on and be and achieve and do and feel. You're truly focused on the other person. You're not going around, I am the role model. You're not focused on you, you're focused on them, right? Matter of fact, if you think about these first three ideas I've even come up with in my mind and shared with you is, one, be there for them consistently. Number two, positively engage and share positive energy for them. Number three, ask them questions to help them discover themselves more. Because think about the person who had so much influence with you. Didn't they kind of teach you, you know, how to think? And they taught you how to think by asking you questions, good questions. And so they ask you questions about life, about your career, about what you wanted, about your standards, about your values, about things that you just found important. And by you thinking about those and answering them, it was just being in their space that you learned about yourself. That's your job now if you want to be a role model. Help people learn more about themselves. Help people help themselves. Help people discover something they didn't know just through discussion with them, just through discussion. And then the fourth idea that comes to my mind automatically when we talk about role models is just get it done. If you're in a career and you want to be a role model, succeed. That's how you're going to make that difference. People are going to see you getting your dreams done. They're going to see you knock your goals off. They're going to see you rise from adversity. They're going to see you rise when you struggle. They're going to see you be so resilient and so dedicated, so committed that you can't help but achieve. And as you achieve more, as you succeed more, more people look up and go, wow, that person must have some traits or knowledge or skills or information that help them get going. Let me follow them. Let me ask them questions. Let me learn from them. And then they'll engage with you in a different way. When you succeed, people see you as a role model. So keep fighting for your dreams. The world needs to see more humans out there chasing after their dreams, being our authentic selves. And you can be part of that story. So go do that. I hope these ideas helped you because the world needs to see you be the best of you. The world needs more people out there championing others on. The world needs more of that positive energy that we call the charged life. Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly,
My members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. They've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.